wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Hallelujah. Please have your seat. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. All right. This month, by the special grace of God, the prophetic team at per God's leadings we are applying on is I will serve the Lord. Job 36, the verse 11. Now, on the Sundays, we are doing a teaching series titled Running with the Prize in View. Running with the Prize in View. So this is part 1. Be running with the prize in view. And we have to understand that God have called us into his will and his purpose. Every child of God, your calling is to serve the will of God, is to serve the purpose of God. You have not been called to do what you want. You have been called to do the will of God. Someone say the will of God. Shout it, the will of God. You have been called to do what God have designed you for. What God have designed you for is what we call the will of God. As a church, in the seasons we are in, God wants us to do something. He has something in mind. He wants to achieve something with our life. He wants to achieve something with our life. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Paul said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Everyone say, this one thing I do. There's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize. So there is something to press towards. Somebody say, press towards. Hallelujah. So the seasons we are in, God wants us to press towards something. Press towards something. Press. I press towards the mark. Press towards the mark. So that thing God wants us to press towards is God's vision for us. It's God's vision for us as a church. Praise the Lord. And this vision should be every child of God's focus. Should be every child of God's focus. Praise the Lord. When you focus on it, you receive the prize. When you stay out of focus, the prize eludes you. I pray that you focus and receive the prize in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27, Paul said, I therefore run, not as uncertain, so fight I, not as one beating the air, but I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest after I preaching the gospel, I will not be a cast away. So God have designed that you run with a certain focus. You press with a certain focus. You pursue with a certain focus. Praise the Lord. you move with a certain focus, something behind, something ahead of you that you are pressing towards. May God give us the grace to press towards the will of God in this season in Jesus' name. May grace be released upon you and I for us to press towards the will of God in this season in Jesus' name. Now, what is God's vision or what is God's will for our life in this season? Number one, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, from the NIV verse, it said, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.'" Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples. So the making of disciples is one of God's will for his people. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So when Jesus came, he practically showed us by him making disciples. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12, Luke chapter 6, verse 12. "And it came to pass in those days that he went into the mountain, into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God." And the verse 13, he said, "And when it was day, he called unto him his 12 disciples." He called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12. So when Jesus came, he chose disciples. He made disciples. Praise the Lord. So what is God's vision for us in this season? One of the visions God has for us as a church is for everyone to work to make disciples. In the order of Jesus, Jesus made 12 disciples. 12 disciples. 12 disciples. And in our order as a church, God requires of us that this year, every one of us work and make 12 disciples. Everyone say 12 disciples. You know, when you look at the verse 12, he said, in choosing the disciples, he went to the mountain and he prayed all night. So you cannot be used by God for making disciples if you are not somebody who prays. That God will use you to turn men unto Christ, the men who follow Christ. Who is a disciple? A disciple is a follower of Christ. That through you, God uses you to turn men to follow Christ. That is God's vision for us. So every one of us should work him or herself to be used by God to make disciples. To bring men to Christ and work on them for them to also follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. That is
one of the core duty of the church. That every believer will have a genuine hunger in his heart or her heart that God will use me to turn people to Christ who also follow Christ, that they will be disciple makers.
They will be what?
Disciple makers. So I am following Jesus and God is using me to bring others who are also following who? Jesus. Their life is becoming like Jesus.
Yeshua Amasia. Yeshua Amasia.
That everyone's life is becoming like Jesus. So that is God's vision for us. Number one, that every one member will be a disciple maker. That this year, your goal is that I must have 12 disciples.
Somebody say 12 disciples.
And the key to it is praying and going. Jesus prayed all night to choose 12 disciples. In other words, there are people around you who can be disciples God can use you to make. Are you getting it? Jesus didn't go far. Let's look at it. He said it came to pass in those days that he went into the mountain and prayed and continued all night in prayer to God. Verse 13. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he named apostles. So mostly people God will use you as disciples from you are not far. They are very close. They are hot. Very close. They are not far. Among Jesus' disciples, he had cousins, James and John. Are you getting it? Yeah. He had Judas, who was like a cousin, sort of. They were not far. His cousins had friends, Peter and Andrew, because James and John, they were partner with who? Peter and what? Andrew. So the disciples are not far, they are close. They are close. So we need to know that this year God wants me to make 12 disciples.
Everyone say 12 disciples.
Number two,
let him mind, we are talking about running with the fish with the prize in view. And we are now talking about what God has.
Number two, God also in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20 to 23. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 20 to 23.
That saith the Lord of hosts, Isaiah, come to pass, that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord. And to seek the Lord of hosts, I will go also.
Somebody say, I will go also. Yeah. Yea, many people and strong nations are come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall hold out of the language of all nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. We have heard that God is with you. What is God's vision for us that we are to run with in this season? In this season also, God wants every one of us to be a prayer house. To be what? A prayer house. In John chapter 2, I think verse 15, there, he said, is it not written that my house shall be called the house of prayer? Praise the Lord. Yes. House of prayer. Inhabitants of one city and from another city shall say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord to pray. I will go also. Let us go to the house of God to pray. I will go also. So things, I will go also. Good things come to a house of prayer. Good things come to what? I will go also. Marriage, I will go also. Job, I will go also. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Favor, I will go also. Let us go to the one who pray blessings. Blessings say, I will what? Go also. I will go to that person. I will go also. So God is calling you and I to be prayer houses. To be what? Prayer houses. Yeah. Where you and I, we will give ourselves to praying kingdom driven prayers, kingdom advancement prayers. Kingdom-driven prayers, kingdom advancement prayers. What brings fantastic wellness blessings in the kingdom are not natural things, they are spiritual things. Hear it again. In this God working with God, what you do that bring you fantastic physical blessings are not physical things. They are spiritual things you do. Praise the Lord. So God's vision for us this season is that every one person in this commission now will be a prayer house. Prayer house. That you are committed to praying kingdom prayers. Kingdom prayers. You have a schedule for us. David said, evening, noon, morning will I pray. Or morning, noon, and evening will I pray. Psalm 55, I think verse 17. Will I pray? Three times. He has a prayer schedule where as a king, he give himself to prayers. Praying for what? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Lord, expand your work. Lord, save souls. Lord, bring people to your house. Lord, send us your right word. Lord, change the life of destiny. Transform people's life. Lord, establish your people. Lord, destroy the activities of the kingdom of darkness against your people. in serving you and in working with you. Kingdom driven prayers. God wants his house to be a house of prayer. And by that, what he means is you will be a person who prays for God's work and for his kingdom. And he's calling us. Somebody is blessed. Number three, what is God's vision for us? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, he said, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. That God wants you and me to be part of a household in his church. So number three, that every member will be part of a church family. A household in the church is what we call church family. That in the church, you have a mother, you have a father, you have a brother, you have a sister, you have an uncle, an auntie, a cousin, a nephew in the church. Praise the Lord. A child, a son, a daughter. That God wants his church to be a big family with small families in it. Small families in the church. Where in the church you will get somebody who is like a brother. You see the person as a biological brother, even though biologically you are not from the same blood. We call it church family. So this is the season God wants us to be partakers of a church family, where our needs, our concerns, both spiritual, physical, material, will be met. Praise the Lord. By the Lord. By the Lord. So God's vision for us this season is that you will be part of the church family. You'll be part. You'll be part. You'll be part. I pray that grace be released on you for understanding in Jesus' name. Grace be released on you for insight in Jesus' name. Grace be released on you for you to be part of the church family in Jesus' name. So the church family, that you will be part of the church family. That this church will be broken into families. We are not talking about your brother, your sister, who is your mother's child. No. We are talking about the church. You also have another family, which we call church family, where you see that church brother the same way like you see a biological brother. This one is your family, but this one is the family which rooted from where? The church. The church. Not which rooted from your mother's blood or your father's blood. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. You have a child who is from the church, which you treat the same way as your own biological child. Praise the Lord. The church family is a fantastic revelation. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. So you can't even say, I don't have a child. You have one. You have one in the church. It's also a child.
Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. That you be part and parcel of the church family.
And number four, what is God's vision for us as a church this season?
In 2 Timothy 3:14-17, but continue thou in all things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and into righteousness, that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise God. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. So if you will be perfect, thoroughly furnished, it is rooted in what you are learning.
What you are heard
in practice.
And what you are learning becomes profitable and perfect your life, depending on where you are learning it from. Thou hast known. Go to verse 14. But continue thou in all things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned. So if learning will profit you, it must be learned from the right source.
From where?
The right source. And it shows us the right source in verse 15. From your childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures. So what will perfect a man and make him thoroughly furnished is what he's learning from Scriptures. And how early he give himself or herself to the learning of the things, principles, and then doctrines of Scriptures determines how that man's life can be perfected and be thoroughly finished.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So it holds to us that we must take conscious effort to develop our young people. Conscious effort. Conscious. Develop the youth. Develop them in the right and manners of Scriptures, principles, revelations, insight from the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. For you have known the Holy Scriptures from your childhood. You know what the Holy Scriptures is saying concerning marriage from your childhood. You never make a mistake. You have known what the Holy Scriptures is saying concerning career from your childhood. You will pursue life based on divine ordination, not based on opportunities. Many people have spoiled their life based on opportunities.
Praise the Lord. One of the things that has spoiled destinies is opportunities. Because many people live their life based on what they think is an opportunity. But great men in the kingdom live their life based on what is ordination, what God have ordained them for, not what is available to them, but what they have to do in the will of God. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. So what is God's vision number four? That the youth will be consciously be delivered, will be consciously be built, will be consciously be developed. That parents will see the need why they should encourage their children to be serious with development in the church. Because as Paul said it in the verse 14, said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. That is where the revelation is. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So it is not like this, my child is learning, he's studying, he's becoming this. Knowing of whom thou hast what? Learned them. Where is he learning what he's learning? Praise the Lord. He's learning to come and kill you one day. Praise the Lord. So development of the young from 13 to 19, from 20 to 35, development. The mother of Samuel consciously gave Samuel for development. And we know what became of him. There was no prophet from Dan to Beersheba who was more established by Samuel. And the Bible said none of his words fell to the ground. None. Because she knew what had to happen. He knew what to do to bring greatness out of the son. So she gave her out for development in the church. Praise the Lord. The man of God himself, Eli, didn't have that revelation. He didn't give his children out for development. Praise the Lord. You can be a pastor and your children, you have been consciously ensured that they are to be developed by God. And your children will become like the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But that great woman had a revelation. So development of the youth, 13 to 20, 19, one set, 20 to 35, one set. So you are a young person here, we call for that group, make yourself available for development. I told you, God has showed me one day the president of Ghana will come from this set. I don't know when, but it will not be after I'm dead. I'll be alive to see it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And you are the ones that will become it. or you are a young person, we call for a meeting within your age group. Make yourself what we are bringing the president out of you, bringing the prophet out of you, bringing that greatness out of what? Out of you. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. How can this vision be accomplished? Number one, receive it with your heart. Receive. Receive it with your heart. Know that God wants you to make 12 disciples. Receive it. Anything you receive, grace is released in the kingdom. That's how it is. When God is telling you something to do, when you open your heart to receive it, grace is released for you to do it. When you start mocking it, this one, how can I do? And you start, there's no grace, you won't do. You will not be any doer. And then the blessing will just pass you by like that. In your receiving, you receive grace to grace. May grace be released to you in Jesus' name. May grace be released to you in Jesus' name. May grace be released to you in Jesus' name. So, grace, when we receive, so receive it. Number two, receive it. Number two, engage your heart in the pursuing of it. Engage your heart to pursue it. It is one thing doing something, and it is another thing doing it with your heart. In Ephesians 6, it says, not with eye service, but as God's servants, doing the will of God from your heart, not with eye service. So you can begin to do something with eye service. So somebody must see you. That will call eye service. But not with eye service, but doing the will of God. In our case, what is the will of God? Make 12 disciples. You are doing the will of God. Become a prayer house. You are praying kingdom-driven prayers. Be part of the church family. You are into the church family and seeing the people as part of your family, the same way you see in your natural family. Allowing yourself to be developed as a young person, as a youth, as a parent, encouraging your child to be part doing the will of God from your heart, not with eye service, doing the will of God. You know, most of the time people don't even try to do the will of God. Doing the will of God. Seek for God's recommendation, not men. Let God tell you, well done. Forget about any man. Praise the Lord. I said, let God tell you what? Well done. Seek God's recommendation. Seek it. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. So pursue the vision
with your heart. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in him, in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. So do it with your heart. Engage your heart. Number three, how can we see this done? Psalm 34 verse 1 and 2. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall rejoice and be glad in it. Wow. How do I see this vision fulfilled? Commit to timely praise. Commit to timely praise. See God that he is the doer of all things. Don't see him as a taker. See him as a doer. Everything that is done, he is the one doing it. He's the doer. He does things. So give him the praise for doing things. Give him what? For doing things. Give him the praise. Keep giving him praise. Keep giving him praise. When your heart is full of his praise, your life will be full of his blessings. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I was listening to Bishop David Abioye, and then he said, nothing has ever dropped. When the people of Israel said, what is this? God said, that is it. He refused to change their food for 40 years. I brought you something to eat. You are saying, what is this? Then he said, that is it. Somebody said, that is it. And he never changed the menu for 40 years. Instead of them thanking God, for he said, well, what is this? He said, he pastored the church. It moved from 13 to 9. Nothing dropped. Nothing what? Give yourself to thanksgiving. See God. Nine people came to say, are you the one who brought them? Are you the one who brought them? Big God have gone to town and brought nine people to your church. You are complaining. And you say, that is it. They will never move from nine. They will never go to 10. They will start coming to 8. So you keep thanking God. God woke you up from sleep. You are talking about money you don't have in your pocket. He said, that is it. The next time he won't wake you up. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me? In everything, give what? Thanks. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When you make your face look like always there is trouble, there is what? Then trouble is coming because your face is even biting hot. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Some people, that's why they always have trouble, because their face
is looking, there is trouble. So when trouble finds, they say, this is the one I'm looking for. Because the face is even looking, there is what? Trouble. Praise the Lord. But when trouble is coming and then he sees you, hilarious, you are excited, your face is smiling. I say, no. This one is not the one I am what? When it is even sent to come to you, when it can say, no, wrong address, this is not the one. But when your face is looking trouble, a trouble has not been sent to you, but he sees your face and says, this is the one. The people say, no, it's not the one. He say, but look at the person's face. He is saying there is what? Trouble. And then trouble enter. May from today, your attitude in praise, your face in praise, everything begin to change in Jesus' name. So what will it take for us to run with the prize in view? It will take us always giving him thanks. God have ordained everything. What will bring the progress in the day is your thanksgiving. God, every day is ordained for progress. The first day, it was good. The second day, it was good. The good is progress. Third day, good. Fourth day, good. What will make you see the progress in the day is your acknowledgement of the worth and the act of God. May God keep progressing your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So it will take consistent and continuous praise. As a man commit to God's vision, as we commit to the vision of God in this season, what rewards await us? One point I'm making. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, and they that be wise are shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Emergence of sudden stars. People who become stars sudden. The Joseph order of stars. They doesn't need to go through process. They emerge. The Joseph order of stars. Emergence of stars. Joseph just woke up one day. And he has become a national hero. People he was bowing to now call him, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. We heard a testimony of our brother. For his sake, can you imagine? Somebody to do exams. Then the exams. He himself write the answers. Are you getting it? An examiner to examine you. Write the answers. And then do it for the people because you are part. And because God's favor is working. You don't know him yet. But I say, okay, this one. I've done all. You are 25. You score more than 20. You are passed. So all of them did 20 for them. And marked them correct. And brought the papers to them. He said, bring it for me to record. But the hand of God is what? It's working. It's working. You heard him. It's Genesis. Genesis and Nukra when we so as I'm more quiet. I didn't go into mean kind ye crown why they. But God has spoken. And not that he knows the person. He doesn't know anybody there. People who know. know, he came to the office. There were about 5,000 applications. Hey, I'm not going here tomorrow now. Do you understand? And they picked 7. And he was one. Because the mouth of the Lord has what? Spoken. It's not about certificate. Forget about it. He's working with university graduates on the same office, same. But God's mouth have what? How can a teacher work the answer and give it to you? I'm the one going to mark your scripture. This one is not like external exam. And I feel the thing for you. I say, the pass mark is 20. It's 25 pass mark. So I've done 20 for all of you. I've marked it. Okay, you got 20 over 20. And then bring it for me to watch. Clap your hands to the Almighty God. Favor without question mark. Because the mouth of the Lord has what? So emergence of stars. Emergence. I told this morning, I was listening to my father. He said, when it comes to kingdom prosperity, the work of your hands is number 7. So those of you who are using your work to prosper, it's number 7 of the ladder. There is something we call the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. Do you understand? When you are getting riches with the work of your hands, Numbers 23:8 will work against you. He said, who can curse what the Lord has what? Bless. When the blessing of the Lord is on you, no man can curse you. But when you get rich by the work of your hands, a man can what? Curse you. So know the right things to give yourself to. And work the infirmaries. Those are the one little ones. But they are more weightier matters. That is what make people become who they become in the eyes of God. You can't see any man. The one God has blessed. He said, the one that curse you, I, the Lord, will hurt. But the one that the work of hands has blessed doesn't have that. Do you understand? So whilst you are working the work of your hands, know the weightier things and give yourself what? Say there's a place I have commanded blessings. There is what? A place. It's called the house of God. Clap your hands to the Lord. It's not there is a work, there is a place. It's not there's a work that makes somebody. There's a place I, the Lord, has commanded blessing. There the Lord has commanded what? Blessings. So emergence of sudden stars. People who become stars. Stars. By the hand of the Lord. Who are these that fly? People are saying, where did this ministry emerge from? Where did this person come from? You don't need to know where. Ask who lifted it. Don't bother about where it came from. Because the emergence of sudden sort starts. Praise the Lord. Thank you. did Joseph come from? You don't need to know where. Who made him so is the one you need. It's the Lord. It's who? The Lord. He came from the prison. That is where he came from. Who made him a sudden star? The Lord. May he make you one in this season in Jesus' name. As you give yourself to his instructions this season, may your rising suddenly come in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When God is raising you, allow him to raise you. When God is what? Allow him to raise you. When there are open doors at where you are, and favor is raising you, forget about devils. Forget about humans, whatever. And this one will say this one. Who cares about what somebody will say? If Joseph had been carrying up, yeah, what will Potiphar say? My master, now I am going to be the prime minister. And hey, even the prison I was, there was a prison officer though. How will I? We are going to make you prime minister. You are not thinking about your prison boss and your master Potiphar and co. That is what a lot, some believers doesn't have that wisdom. When doors for their sudden rising is coming, they are thinking about what men will say. What men will do what? Who cares about what men will say? God is raising you and you are thinking of what men will do what? Praise the Lord. Allow God, when he's raising you, allow him to raise you. Be on your feet. Clap your hands to the Lord. Allow him to raise you. You are going to pray.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.